The man widely regarded as Australia's first international pop star has died. Stevie Wright, who fronted the band The Easy Beats, fell ill on Boxing Day and was taken to Maruya Hospital on the New South Wales south coast, where he died last night. The band was best known for the song Friday on My Mind, which went to number one in Australia and reached number six in the UK. He was 68 years old. Help pay tribute to a real legend of Australian rock and roll. We're joined by music journo and founder of Noise11.com, Paul Cashmere. G'day, Paul.
And good morning to you, Angela.
Such sad news.
It's tragic. You know, here we have one of Australia's great rock stars. This is the Mick Jagger of Australian rock and roll. And, you know, don't even fall short of calling the Rolling Stones England's Easy Beats. Mm. You know, this was a star that should have shone for a lot longer and a lot brighter, but of course tragedy stepped in with drug addiction in the 70s, and unfortunately a very promising career came to an end.
Before that, though, the heights that these guys and Stevie reached in Britain were just astounding. It was something we hadn't seen here in Australia before.
That's right. We just had the Seekers take off around the world, and then suddenly we had this rock band out of Sydney with this blistering rock and roll song called Friday on My Mind. And, you know, the song went to number six in the UK. It went to number 16 in the USA. It's been covered by people like David Bowie over the years, and even Rod Stewart has done covers of Stevie Wright's songs as well. So, you know, it started off a tradition that to this day, I think the impact of the Easy Beats and the news of the death of Stevie Wright will resonate with music fans worldwide today.
Yeah, some other hits they had. She's So Fine, Wedding Ring, Women, Woman, Come and See Her, I'll Make You Happy, Sorry, Good Times. They just went on and on and on. And he was, part of his charisma was that he was a wild and dangerous-looking front man. I mean, you were scared what would happen watching him live on stage. And a lot of that was because he was pretty wild at the time.
Well, yeah, and the irony there is that he was a tiny guy as well, like Bon Scott. But just those sheer calibre of the songs you rattled off there, I'll Make You Happy and Sorry, were actually written by Stevie. Before Vander and Young teamed up as a songwriting team, George Young was writing with Stevie Wright. And a lot of those early Easy Beat songs actually were penned by Stevie.
So what went wrong?
I think at the end of the Easy Beats, it was a very short career that went from around 64 through to 69. The minute that fame was ripped away from Stevie, it affected him personally, and he did turn to drugs to sort of replace that rush that he was naturally getting from the rock and roll lifestyle. He pulled himself out of that a couple of years later, and that's when the Hard Road album was written and recorded. And, of course, as you pointed out before, Evie Parts 1, 2 and 3 is one of the all-time classic songs in Australia. He had another hit album after that with Black Eyed Bruiser, but the drug problem started to come back in. And I think the last time I saw Stevie on stage would have been at the Long Way to the Top shows of around 2004.
Yes, I was just going to say, back in the Evie days, he did a very memorable concert on stage at the Sydney Opera House as part of Rocktober, as it was called then. Here's a little bit of him singing Evie live, and just listen to this. Paul, I think anyone who was there remembers it very, very well.
Oh, look, they should go on YouTube that to watch the video footage, because you'll note that the backing band is actually Sherbet.
Oh, right. Good trivia fact. Now, you mentioned Long Way to the Top. I saw him play there, and the affection of the audience when he came out to perform, because let's be honest, he wasn't at his peak. He wasn't able to pull out the moves and the great vocals that he used to be able to do. But the affection of the audience and the standing ovation he got when he went out on tour with that was really something.
When he did Long Way to the Top, that was somewhat of a comeback. Stevie hadn't performed for decades at that point, and he wasn't a well man. He had to sit during the entire performance, and once again, footage of that was released on DVD for fans to go and have a look at. But the voice was still there. So even though the body had broken down, that vocal was just so powerful. It was definitely the highlight of those Long Way to the Top shows.
Mm. He had some very good friends around him who kept an eye on him and just kept looking out for him. And I'm thinking Fifi Riccobono from Albert's Music, absolutely, who just made sure that Stevie got all the royalties he was due. As you said, he was a songwriter as well as a performer, and that he got all the help he needed when he needed it.
He lived down on the south coast of New South Wales. Fifi is just one of the true saints of the Australian music industry.
She is.
A wonderful, wonderful lady. And not only Fifi, but there were very close friends of Stevie that made sure that at least he lived a comfortable lifestyle. But he was really the recluse in the latter years. After the Long Way to the Top tour, he really didn't do anything else from a performing perspective after that, and just lived a quiet life on the south coast, and you probably wouldn't have even have noticed it was him if you walked past him in the street.
Mm. I went and visited him at his home and interviewed him a few years back, and he really was a lovely, lovely man, and we sat and watched videos of him together back in the day, and he was telling me some absolutely wild stories. I mean, a true rock and roller and a true talent and inspiration for so many Australian performers that came to follow.
Oh, absolutely. We think of the people who are rich and famous and worldwide known around the world now, but these guys did it before anybody else was doing it. So they were really pioneering the Australian rock and roll industry at the time, and they had no idea what was about to happen to them globally. And, unfortunately for some, they handle it better than others. And Stevie was somebody that didn't quite handle fame the way some other people have done.
Do you know anything about whether there'll be a public memorial service or a private funeral, or is it too soon for all of that information?
This is way too early. I mean, this news was breaking at around 10 o'clock last night. And become public just before midnight. It's way too early to think that anything will be put together or plans that have been put together for it, but I would imagine that because of the calibre of who this man is, I know John Paul Young is going around the country at the moment doing Evander and Young songbooks, so no doubt that is going to take on a new slant with the performances over coming weeks when John's on the road.
Indeed. Look, Paul Cashmere, music journalist and founder of Noise11.com, thank you very much for helping us pay tribute to a great performer, a great singer, the legendary Stevie Wright.